I thought a great performance tonight, a real top of the table clash, full of heart, discipline, endeavour, and real quality going forward as well on the ball. So pleasing all round. And you look at Andrine's chance, that the one golden opportunity, we've had one each in this game, and yeah, you want to hit the target, we're disappointed with it, but we've got to look at that and go, we're in the mix. Arsenal have not broke us down all season long, and for people that wrote us off at the beginning of the season, we're well and truly in the Champions League. And a bit of catching up to do on Chelsea, and we will need to take points off them. We're not going to kind of like delude ourselves about that. But yeah, let's really, really kick on from here. And we've got so many more players to introduce into this squad.
And there's one outstanding chance at either end. You mentioned Andrine's header, but what a save from the one-on-one by Anne-Catherine Berger.
That's what she's bringing to this football club and to this league as well. I mean, an absolutely starlet signing for this league, of bringing someone of her stature in. And then you look at it and go, that's where she steps up. I've seen her in games against Lyon in the Champions League, Barcelona. Unbelievable big moments in tight games. And she was the difference maker against Lyon, and now she's come and doing it for us. And that's a sign of where we're going, what we want to achieve.
And glimpses when Bella Linden came on of what she's capable of as well.
Yes, small glimpses, small glimpses. Obviously, she's not fully fit, so she needs to really get herself going. Obviously, that's why she started on the bench this evening. I think we'll see the best of her over the coming weeks for sure. Bedding, it's always difficult for strikers. They put that pressure on themselves. They want to get a goal, but you could see she's got a trick up her sleeve and pace to burn. And if you've got pace as a centre forward, you're going to cause anyone trouble.
And what news of your other two German signings, Karina Schroeder and Marissa Evers? What's the latest on their fitness?
Yeah, with Karina, obviously it's one that we've had to manage through. We know with the medical notes coming in that we have to manage the situation. It's been up and down, but she's getting closer and closer to
it. Just explain her problem.
It's basically a hamstring problem. There's obviously little things that keep triggering it. So if you put her in too much, too quick, too soon, it's going to pull it and you're in right trouble. So it's just the management of that. But with Marissa Evers, it was just literally a contact injury. She's come in, been absolutely fantastic in training. It's disappointing for her not to make a debut tonight, but she'll be back very, very shortly.
Lots of endeavour tonight and really solid at the bat. They're the two things that I take from this game anyway.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we've always been hard to break down, hard to beat, but I think the way that we're growing, that back five is really something. Really something in this day. I know Man City are taking a lot of plaudits, but look at the way that we defend sometimes. The organisation, the communication and the discipline off the ball to get it right. That is, it's top draw. That was a Champions League defensive display there, and that's where we want to be, like I said, and go from there. The counter attacks, the way we're breaking down Arsenal to give us a base. If you haven't got that base, look at the Italians in the Euros. I mean, very similar system to how we play, ironically, but if you've got to give yourself a fighting chance and give yourself a platform to build on, and then you can go express yourself. And the more that you work off the ball, the more you get yourself on it, because you'll keep winning those regains and you break teams down. And I think Arsenal probably shaded the possession tonight, but when we had it, boy, did we make it count and really try to hurt them.